Chapter 10. The Upside Down House. Mugglewump walked to Mr. and Mrs. Twit's house. The three other monkeys, the roly-poly bird, and the birds from the garden went with him. They found Mr. Twit's very strong glue. Then they went to the living room.
"We must be very quick," Mugglewump said. "Listen to me. I want everyone to put glue on the ceiling now."
"But why?"
everyone asked.
"I'll tell you later," said Mugglewump. "But we must start now, because Mr. and Mrs. Twit will be here in 3 hours.
"But the ceiling is very high,"
said the little monkeys.
"It's okay," said Mugglewump. "You can stand on the table or chairs, and the birds can fly to the ceiling."
Everyone started putting lots of glue on Mr. and Mrs. Twit's ceiling. The birds helped, and they all finished the job very quickly.
"What do you want us to do now?"
they all asked Mugglewump.
"Get the big red carpet from the floor," shouted Mugglewump, "and stick it to the ceiling with Mr. Twit's glue."
"But Dad, it isn't possible,"
said the little monkeys.
"Yes, it is," shouted Mugglewump. "Now help me. Pull, pull, pull."
The carpet was very big and heavy, and moving it was not easy. But the birds and the monkeys pulled very hard, and they lifted the carpet from the floor. The birds flew up with the carpet, and they stuck it to the ceiling.
"Now, put glue on everything in this room," shouted Mugglewump. "We will stick all the tables and chairs to the ceiling too. Be very quick, everyone. The Twits are coming home with guns."
It was very difficult work, but they lifted everything and they stuck it to the ceiling. All the tables and chairs and the sofa were in the same places, but now they were upside down. Then the roly-poly bird and all the other birds flew outside, and they waited on top of the house. The family of monkeys ran to their cage in the garden, and they quickly stood upside down. Everyone waited for Mr. and Mrs. Twit.